previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
Go FM, Hanko and Shisa. Hi, it's 8:17 breakfast with Wayne Lee and Charlie T. Right, Mayor's Minutes, Executive Mayor Kambabanga unavailable, but like Lee said, sending his best man in to represent the municipality. MMC for Safety and Security, Councillor John Best on the line this morning. Good morning.
Good morning to the team.
Morning, John.
Are you well?
And the listeners.
Yes.
I am well, thank you, and safe.
Good stuff. Right, Lee, ladies first.
Thank you, Wayne. Councillor Best, I'm going to jump straight in. Some questions that had come through. One such coming through from Ian Morrow. He wants to know what the Metro Police does exactly and why we don't see enough of them.
Yeah, that's a very good question. A lot of residents and some of our opposition councillors don't understand this. But I think, let me just put this in perspective. To date, we have 132 Metro Police officers appointed, where other cities have many, many more. The recruitment and training of new officers has been severely hampered by a limited budget being set aside for this for the last 2 years by the Coalition of Corruption. There are plans to increase the numbers of our officers. We need to increase them urgently to make an even greater impact in fighting lawlessness. But I think for clarity purposes, and I get a lot of times I get this question, is what are the functions of the Metro Police? Now, if we look at Section 64E of the SAPS Amendment Act of 1998, it says their first priority is traffic policing. Their second priority is municipal bylaws. And their third priority is the prevention of crime, which, okay, then let me just carry on. The Metro Police and traffic officers are deployed in all 60 wards. You take 132, you divide it by four shifts, go to 60 wards, you see what you are left with. So from January 2021 this year, the traffic department have already stopped and searched 1,263 vehicles, with the Metro Police stopping 1,563. During this period, we've had 220 visible checkpoints, VCPs, roadblocks, where we've helped throughout the Metro, and most of these are to enforce the disaster management regulations. 8,988 people were issued with fines, and the Metro Police and the Traffic Department have 2,557 patrols to specific hotspots and affected 28 arrests. And then further to this, the Metro Police have responded to 258 shot spotter incidents in Helenvale, where 587 rounds were recorded as being fired.
That's since Jan, you say. All of that's been done in the last, would we say, 6 months?
Yes, basically.
Okay.
You see, we over the 4th of December, the MMCs were appointed on the 16th of December. So we're taking all our stats from the 1st of January,
yes,
basically, when the new coalition government was in power.
Okay.
Right, John, there's a question from Megan Herbert that came through earlier. She says, please ask if the disc flow meter, if those are compulsory, how does it work? John?
Yes. The flow restrictors are small discs that are installed on the consumer side of the water meter. And all that these discs do, it restricts the excessive flow and reduces the pressure to the property. The device does not shut off your water. It does not cost you as a consumer a cent to install it. There's going to be a mass rollout of these discs free of charge as part of measures to urgently reduce water consumption and ensure that our communities do not run out of water. Now, the second restrictor or the device that can be installed, which is confusing everybody, is the flow limiting devices. These are special devices that control the volume of water. So if you are using an excess of 15 kiloliters of water a day, that is that is 500 liters per day, then you would have one of these installed. These devices will only be installed in properties where the water usage is above 15 kiloliters despite notices to reduce water. So what does the water division do? They give you three notices, say you're exceeding, and then if you do not adhere to bring down your consumption, then they will be installed. Exceptional requests for exceptional circumstances with detailed reasons why usage is above 15 can be submitted to the Executive Director of Infrastructure and Engineering.
All right. And John Glenn Hall has a question here. Says, morning, when next you speak to the mayor, could you please ask him to ensure that streetlights are fixed in Warmer? I bought my house 2 years ago and still do not have a working streetlight. I have phoned and still nothing. We have only two working lights in Fordyce Road between 5th and 6th Avenue.
Okay, Wayne, what has happened is that with the bulbs, and I think this has been explained by the mayor previously, but we have spoken, I've also spoken to the ward councillor, and the lights that Glenn is referring to are on the list for replacements. We received 9,000 bulbs, and we've divided the metro into four areas, and they are the teams with the cherry picker are going around. So in every of the 15 wards in the cluster, they would do one a week. So every 15 weeks, they would be back in your ward and then replaced. And as the mayor has explained before, the contract for the metro to buy bulbs had lapsed more than a year ago. And I'm very glad to say that the whole Nelson Mandela Bay is busy lighting up as I speak.
Talking about the lights, the other issue as well was parks and the cutting of grass. I didn't notice yesterday that this is now started again. This is resumed.
Yeah, I am so glad to report that I actually drove up Cape Road yesterday, and they were cutting grass all over the show. They're cutting grass throughout the metro because the contract is also one of these contracts that lapsed and that we had fought to get going, and it is going, and yes, they are cutting grass throughout the metro.
All right, those are the only questions we have time for this morning, but we will ask listeners to submit more questions for the next Mayor's Minute. MMC Safety and Security Councillor John Best, thank you for taking our questions this morning.
Thank you, and please, everybody, stay safe. COVID is amongst us. Mm. Please, let's all stay safe. Thank you.
Absolutely.
Thanks, John.
Thanks so much, John. Cheers.
Ciao. Bye. If you'd like any questions put forward to the mayor, we can do so on your behalf. You can send those questions through. Just use the first word mayor and your message. I send it on Telegram to 0617-940-940.
There are a couple coming through on Telegram, I see, but how it works in terms of the mayor's minutes is that we take the questions in advance, put them forward to the mayor's office so that he has a chance to go and research and get feedback for those questions in order to be able to give you some, you know, some answers by the time he gets here.
Proper
feedback, that's it. We do see them, they will go into the folder, and Cornelis will bank them for the next visit.
And then anything urgent that comes through with a reference number, we will escalate to the municipality as well. But please, what happened this morning was we had a number of listeners do this, where they send us a message telling us that there is a water leak in a particular area. We're not going to report that on your behalf. You will need to do that.
There's a reason for that, because we cannot take the reference number down, because we don't travel those areas frequently to see if there's progress. So if you're in that area specifically all the time, you can always give that reference number back 2 weeks later and say, listen, I have reported it 2 weeks ago and it's still not seen to.
Yeah.
So it does help if you get that reference number yourself.
Absolutely. Yeah. You can report that on 0800 20 50 50, or you can download the municipality app as well.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.